your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earl.
The family of one of the people killed when a bin lorry crashed in Glasgow in December say they're planning a private prosecution of the driver. Harry Clark, who blacked out at the wheel, had been due to give evidence at the inquiry into the accident this week. Sky's James Matthews is at Glasgow Sheriff Court. He says Jacqueline Morton's loved ones spoke up this morning.
They said to the sheriff, look, we intend to investigate a private prosecution. It's what we want to do. While we do that, we want this fatal accident inquiry, which has been running for several weeks now, we want this to be adjourned.
A Maidstone man who stabbed another man in the back, causing him to fall from a first floor window, has been locked up. The victim suffered a fractured skull and vertebrae when it happened at a property on Boxley Road last September. 20-year-old Luke Punt from Tunbridge Road denied attempted murder, but admitted wounding with intent. He's been sentenced to more than 8.5 years behind bars.
This is KMFM News.
A charity is calling for an urgent rethink on how the NHS deals with diabetes after the number of cases rose by 60% in 10 years. Diabetes UK says there are now 3.3 million people living with the condition, most with type 2, which is linked to obesity. Dr. Carol Cooper is a GP. She says she's frustrated by patients who don't take their health seriously.
I do have some patients who are really, really well motivated, but I know that for every one of those, there are at least three or four who are not getting the message and perhaps don't understand or don't want to make the changes that they need to.
More than 1,000 people have gathered in Kent as part of a protest against changes to the routes used by planes going to Gatwick. We've tweeted a picture via @KMFMnews of a giant sign they've created in a field in Penshurst saying, Gatwick, how low can you go? Residents in West Kent aren't happy with the narrowing of flight paths, which has led to an increase in flights over the area. Three Kent schools are taking part in a new scheme designed to stop children being bullied because of their sexuality. Teachers will be trained on appropriate language and how to run lessons about it, thanks to more than £200,000 of cash. Educate and Celebrate is the charity behind it. Ellie Barnes is CEO. She's been telling KMFM they're hoping to stamp out discrimination.
So we start off with books. And one of the books that we use for reception is called Mummy, Mama and Me, which is about a young child that has two mums. And that's our starting point, really. So just to say that there are all different sorts of families all around us.
KMFM News.
A drunk man's been rescued after falling into the water when his boat capsized near the Isle of Sheppey. He'd been in the vessel with another man when it overturned in Queenborough Harbour at the weekend and had to be pulled to safety by Coast Guard crews. He was treated by paramedics after showing signs of hypothermia. And Oliver and Amelia have remained the most popular baby names in England and Wales. Official figures also reveal a big rise in the number of children named Elsa since the release of Disney's film Frozen. Elizabeth McLaren is from the Office for National Statistics. She says the fantasy series Games of Thrones is having an impact too.
Quite a few of the names have increased in popularity. We've got names like Theon. And for the first time, Rhiannon came into the baby name listings. And most popular seems to be, in the girls' name, seems to be Arya, with 244 babies last year.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent are in action this afternoon, looking to bounce back from their defeat in the quarter-final of the T20 Blast at the weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires have travelled to take on Notts Outlaws in the One Day Cup. Kent are currently fourth in Group B and plays due to get underway at 2. In athletics, Kent sprinter Adam Jamili has been forced to pull out of Team GB's athletics team for the World Championships in Beijing on medical advice. The 21-year-old from Dartford was due to compete in the 4x100m relay at the event, which gets underway this weekend. He hasn't raced since tearing a hamstring at the Birmingham Grand Prix in June. And Kent Paralympic gold medalist Charlotte Evans has been chatting to KMFM about swapping skis for the high seas. The 24-year-old from Chatham is going to be taking part in the Clippers Round the World Yacht Race and sail over 7,000 miles from Australia to China. Described as one of the biggest challenges of the natural world, the athlete says she's expecting it to be tough.
The living conditions are quite small and quite tight, so I suppose it's going to be intense with a massive crew. I think you just kind of get on with it. I think the first few days are always the hardest, and it's definitely felt like that on level one and two, and I think it just gets easier as the week goes on.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.